And we have another door prize coming up.
This one is for a chapter president. Okay, so you guys get ready to answer this question.
I want to rock, rock!
Oh my God.
I want to rock, rock! I want to rock, rock! I want to rock, rock! Turn it down and say, all I gotta say to you is time and time I'm gonna say no! Anybody who's not a state president who can recite the NFP pledge? All right, Jamie, let's hear it. $25 gift certificate, Amazon.
Okay. Now, just for my own curiosity, how many state presidents, how many chapter presidents are here? Say aye.
Aye.
Whoa, okay. How many other folks besides chapter presidents are here? Say aye.
Aye.
All right, good for you guys. Okay. Now, we are recording this session. Pete Donahue has volunteered to do that for us, and he's been over in the corner trying to deal with all our technical difficulties over here. So we really want to thank Pete for recording this session for us. Okay, now after that, we'll get copies. I'll send out something to the chapter presidents listserv when they're ready to go, and you can just let me know, Joanne Wilson, jwilson@nfp.org. And we will get them out to you. We'll get the blast out. Also, I think about anybody that chapter president that is not on the chapter president's listserv, please make sure you email me your contact, your email, and I will get you on the chapter president's listserv. It's jwilson@nfp.org. Okay? All right. Now we're going to go into our next hour, our 8 o'clock hour. And we're going to begin talking about how to engage the community, how to have projects out in the community for our chapters to do, and fundraising. So two very crucial things that'll get us into our next hour. Our first speaker is Angela Frederick, again from the NFB of Texas. And Angela's going to talk about some community projects that she's been involved with.
Good evening, everyone. Is anyone out there a fan of country music? Okay, I say we band together and request Don't Rock the Jukebox. So I was asked to speak about community engagement. And Norma has her four F's. Angela Wolf has her three E's. Well, I have my three C's. So I want all of you to write down these words. Change, change, and change. So there are three ways that community projects can help to make change. Three types of change that we can see through our community outreach efforts. So the first is change in public attitudes. The second is change in attitudes of our individual members. And the third is the change in our chapters. So I want to talk about each of these and then talk briefly about a food drive that my chapter, the Austin, Texas chapter, organized in January. So first, change in the public. So we, in the Federation, we are accustomed to community education. And what do we usually mean when we talk about community education? Usually we mean going out and speaking about blindness, making presentations about blindness. Well, we can also educate the community through doing, and more specifically through giving. So often we are viewed by the public as being the appropriate recipients of charity. So what better way to transform people's attitudes about blindness than to demonstrate that, no, we are not the appropriate recipients of charity. We actually can organize community outreach efforts ourselves for other causes. These community projects can help to spread the word about the Federation. You can use them to write up press releases and send them out. For our food drive, we wrote a little blurb about our organization, and it was published not only on the website of the Obama administration, but also with the Capital Area Food Bank. So many people, even the people who didn't show up to participate in the food drive, saw the name of our organization and saw a brief line. Terry talked about the one-liners. We had a brief line about what our organization does. And we never know when somebody is going to be in desperate need of information about blindness. They themselves go blind. They know someone who's blind. They have a friend who's going blind. And seeing our name can change those lives. So we have the power to change public attitudes. We also have the power to change individual attitudes of our members. So how many of you have been in a chapter meeting and had to listen to someone complain for 10 minutes about the problems they're having with SDS or Social Security? Anyone? Am I alone in this? So just as the public views us as the appropriate recipients of charity, as blind people, we too adopt those negative attitudes. And so asking people to think of themselves not as recipients, but as givers can really be transformational and to help people, help move people along in their thinking, their philosophy about blindness. So we have two changes so far. What's the first one? Public. What's the second one? Change ourselves. And then finally, we have change our chapter. What do we mean by that? How can community outreach projects improve our chapter? That's right. So it can build community. I happen to think that there are three types of chapter members. Let me see if you'll agree with me on this. You have your superstars. The superstars can be counted on to attend every meeting and to also take the lead when it's needed on projects and events. How many of you have superstars in your chapters? Okay, if you have superstars in your chapters, you need to go home and thank them and love them and make them very happy so they'll keep working for you. Then we have stars of presence. Stars of presence are people who aren't necessarily going to take the lead on projects, but they can be counted on to attend every meeting and be present for you. How many people have stars of presence in their chapters? Okay, if you have stars of presence in your chapter, go home, thank them, love them, make them very happy because they fulfill an important role in our chapters and our organization. Finally, we have stars of projects. Stars of projects are people who aren't necessarily going to attend every chapter meeting. Many of these people are very goal-oriented, have very active lives outside of the Federation, which is very important. But they, because of their orientation toward getting things done, even though they might not necessarily attend every chapter, they're the people who can really serve as your leaders on projects. How many of you have stars of projects in your chapter? Okay, so what are we going to do when we go home? And make them very happy because they also fulfill an important role in our chapters. So where does community service fall in? Well, I hear many chapter presidents complain, this person is so bright, so talented, and I can't get them to come to a meeting. Well, offering people jobs, as Ron talked about, offering them the chance to participate in something that they're interested in, that unites or ignites their spark, is an important way that we can capitalize on their talent. So community service projects are often an important way that you can pull those stars of projects into the chapter and help them to become more involved. And you can benefit from their leadership as well. So just to talk to you for a couple of seconds about the project that my chapter organized in January. So we received a call from the national office, and the call stated that the Obama administration had contacted the Federation and asked if we could organize community service projects across the country. Now, this was really interesting to me because I've been volunteering since I was in high school, and I love community service projects. So my ears perked up when I heard this. When I heard the time frame, I was a little bit nervous. We had a week to put it together. So we decided that we were well suited to organize a food drive for the Capital Area Food Bank. So lucky for us, our chapter happened to fall the Saturday before Martin Luther King Day, which is the day we wanted to organize the food drive. So we notified our chapter members. We had them bring canned items to our chapter meeting. So that was a way that many people who didn't come on the Monday event were able to participate. On Monday, we organized a food drive out of our statewide office, which happens to be located in Austin. We got high schoolers from the School for the Blind to come out. They handed out literature, and we're very excited to be participating. We also had volunteers from the community who had seen our advertisement on the Obama administration website come out to help, and we had a great time. We spent several hours together. People would drive by and drop off donations. At the end of the day, we collected over 1,000 items and a lot of cash to donate to our Capital Area Food Bank. And that success was very exciting, but more exciting than that was the accomplishment of the three C's. So I'll end with us saying those three C's together. Change, change, and change. Thank you very much. Oh. Okay, so we have a few extra minutes, and we would like to hear from you about some community projects that you've done in your chapters or that you're thinking about doing. Now, I was very happy yesterday. I got hit up for $10 from, I think it's the Happy Valley chapter. Is that right? They organize a project in which they purchase slates for, I believe it's a country in Africa. They send these slates to. So that's their community service project. So $10 will purchase a slate for a child in Africa. So I was very happy to donate to that, and I'd like to hear some other interesting community service projects that you've done or that you're thinking about doing. Does anyone have any ideas they'd like to share? Okay, Don Mitchell, and then David Meyer, and then we'll get some more names. Don Mitchell?
Yep. Everybody hear me?
Yeah.
What?
That's a great project. And now David, was it David Meyer?
Can you all hear me?
Yeah.
No. No.
Go for it.
That's great. And David, I think you brought up an important point that I wanted to mention as well. Some people after the food drive said, well, we only had a few people come out. That's okay. People are going to different ideas and opportunities to participate are going to spark different people. And if you have four people show up and those people were excited to be there and proud of what they accomplished and felt more committed to the Federation because of that work, then that project was an absolute success. Who else has an idea? Okay. Who is this? The gentleman up front to the right of me? Oh, Pat Barrett. Hi, Pat. He's my old chapter member. Go ahead, Pat. Great. So, Pat's story was a perfect example of which C? Number. That's right. That was a trick question. Number two. Right? Pat experienced the push in his own philosophy about blindness that day. So that was a great example of change that can occur within us by participating. Who else has one they'd like to share? Betty? Call efficiency. Let's take two more. Who has one they'd like to share? Andrew Harmon. And then Ruth. Okay, so first Andrew and then Ruth. Go ahead, Andrew.
In November. Oh, wow. Okay. I didn't really need that, but thanks. and it was an all-day event. I don't know how many people, a couple thousand at least, drew in, and we had vendors from all sorts. we had vendors from Microsoft, from Humanware. We had a local vendor from Perkins. We drew in a lot of people, and we also had it was kind of our convention for the year. So we also had the next day each of the we had, keeping with the technology thing, the student division did a little seminar showing off different technology for the classroom. So that's one thing we did.
Great. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thank you.
Last but not least, we have Ruth.
Ruth Collier from Beaufort, South Carolina. We, the members of Beaufort Chapter 16 in Beaufort, we don't consider ourselves as tax recipient people, but we are consider ourselves as tax-paying people. We, each year, we have two projects that we don't ever fail to do. We have an organization called HELP, which donate to people who have burnouts or families who have great needs of extra of things for their families. Each year, we donate to HELP a giant box of food items, and we always include a whole case of peanut butter for the family. We also, at Thanksgiving time, we don't fail to order a box that contains a complete Thanksgiving dinner for a family whom we feel that has been recommended to us as being in need. And those are the two things we do each year.
Thank you, Ruth, and thank all of you for all of your fantastic ideas. And I'll turn it over to Joanne.
Okay, Joe, I think we need a door prize. You guys ready for one?
Let us describe the door prize first. This is for everyone.
All right. This is a $15 gift certificate to Starbucks.
$15 gift certificate to Starbucks. And the question is, first one to get it right, we'll get this gift certificate. What is Dr. Maurer's middle name? Let's go through. hold on. He has a middle name. Now, he has a middle name that is on his birth certificate and one that Mrs. Maurer calls him. The one that Mrs. Maurer calls him is Snookums. No, I'm only kidding. Only kidding. What is Dr. Maurer's middle name? It starts with an M because his father works for the 3M company.
Michael. Matthew.
No one knows it.
It starts with an M.
Matthew.
Money. Money is his middle. No.
It can also be a last name.
M-O-R.
Morgan.
Someone say Morgan? Is it Morgan?
Morgan over there.
Morgan. Okay, there you go. Very good.
There's a gentleman on my
right. Now, don't anyone call him Mr. Snookums tomorrow, please. That was a joke.
Okay.
Bad joke.
Whoever got Morgan got it.
Morgan.
Okay, Joe, you ready for your speech? Okay, now you guys, listen, you guys have all my admiration. I can't believe how attentive you are at this late hour. So, boy, the dedication here in this room is phenomenal. Our next speaker is going to be Joe Ruffalo, and he's going to talk to you even more specifically about some wonderful fundraising ideas. And, Joe, you also might mention during this time your new idea about a new chapter, a concept.
Okay. How's everyone doing this evening?
Great.
Okay. Let me just move this here for a second. Here we go. I got it. Okay, good. You can make a difference. Every organization needs funding, and you are the ones to answer that question. How much can you do? That decision is yours. You can make a difference. Do not wait for someone else. The following is a tribute. We were saddened to learn recently of the death of one of our most valuable acquaintances, someone else. Someone's passing created a vacancy that will always be difficult to fill. Else was with us for many, many years, and for every one of those years, did far more than a normal person's share of work. Whenever leadership was needed, this wonderful person was looked to bring results. Someone else can work with that group, we all said. Whenever there was a job to do, one name was on everyone's list, someone else. And it was common knowledge that someone else was generous to the organization. If there was a financial need, everyone just assumed that someone else would make up the difference. With the truth known, we all expected far too much of someone else. Now that someone else is gone, we are wondering what we're going to do. Someone else left us a model. We wonder who is going to do all those things that someone else did. You can make a difference. So, just think of that when it's time to get to work. We need you to get to work. Now, Christy was supposed to be here tonight, but she is busy fine-tuning the Imagination Fund for tomorrow, the March for tomorrow. How many of us use the Imagination Fund as an opportunity to educate the public? That's what it is meant to be. Educate the public. Before we can educate the public, we must educate ourselves. But it is a tool to educate the public. What scares some of us is that we think it's only a fundraiser. And it's easy to let someone else do the fundraising than ourselves. Let someone else raise the funds. I can't do that. I don't have the connections that person has. I don't know how to ask for funds. If you put that on the one side of the fence and say, this organization has changed my life. This organizational programs has made a tremendous difference. How do you move out of your comfort zone? It's easy not to ask. Don't raise a dime. Let someone else do it. But this is our organization. If everyone in this room made a pledge, as we did before, and said to themselves, I'm going to get one donation a month. But that's only 12. But how many people in this room have gotten 12 donations this year? Maybe a handful, hopefully more than that. If we can just look at the whole picture and break it down to smaller elements, it's more successful that way. How many people here will say, I am going to send letters out, make email requests. I'm going to do this by a certain date. If you are not too comfortable in asking, the National Center will help you, guide you, instruct you, and even do it for you if they need to. Send out an email blast to your email list. A 1-2-paragraph email can generate funds. One of our new members, she's been a member now for maybe 3 or 4 weeks, is here at this convention. We were talking about the Imagination Fund just less than a week ago. She wanted to march. She didn't know too much about the Imagination Fund. I told her something about it. She went online, and lo and behold, in one day, raised $300. So I hugged her, and I said, one day, 300, 365 days in a year, you're going to raise some funds. But before we raise money, before we can fund raise, we need to friend raise. Friends, in my opinion, don't mind helping other friends. So you friend raise first before you fundraise. How many people here have a bank that they go to?
Oh, yes. How many people here have gone to their bank manager? You've been in that bank for a long period of time. Most banks, I would like to say all banks, most banks have a quote-unquote slush fund, community outreach fund, to give to organizations in the community. Chapter presidents, you have bank accounts. Go to the bank where your chapter has their account. Talk to the bank manager. They have funds. If they don't have funds, and if they do have funds, ask them for a spot in your lobby. Hand out kernel books. Do some brailing. We need to educate and friend-raise before we can fund-raise. And I, in New Jersey, and especially for myself, I do not like to fund-raise. Kevin is not in this room, thank goodness. Dr. Murray's not here. Good, good. I don't like to fund-raise. I like to fund-raise. F-U-N. Have fun with it. Educate. And then the D part of the word fund will come through donations and through dollars. That's the important part. Know how important. Can I ask this question? Is this organization important to you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Has it made a difference in your life?
Yes.
Has it made a difference in others' lives?
Yes.
We got to get that message out to the public. You got to fundraise, friend raise first. Remember, the D in the word fund will come. Now, I have raised some money this year, as I did in the past, and I'm proud of doing that, and I wish everybody would just ask one extra person. You know, nobody knocks on my door and, you know, who's there? Oh, it's your neighbor around the corner. Are you doing a walkathon this year? I have money for you. That has never happened. I got to go to them and give them the letter and chit-chat and talk. I love going to picnics in the summer. For two reasons. I love to eat, but I like to promote the NFB. At the picnic, I always go up to somebody and say, Jess, John, Jim, whatever, how's it going this summer? Tell me what you're doing. And they'll talk about the Little League game with their kid or whatever. And of course, the next thing is, what are you doing this summer? Bingo. I got them. And I talk about NFB and the March for Independence, and before you know it, I hand them a little card and I educate them. I don't ask for money. I educate them. Here, read this over. This is what I believe in. This is the organization that has made a tremendous difference in my life and other lives. Read it. If you want to discuss it further, fine. And I might hint to them at the bottom, there's a little way there you can donate some money to the organization. But I ask. If you don't ask, you don't get. I learned that when I came to dinner at my house. I learned that quickly. My wife is not in the room, I hope. Okay, got away with that one. But that's the important part. There are two important countries that the NFB must learn to love. Two important nations. Does anyone know what those nations are? I mentioned it this morning. Imagination and donate. You were listening. Very good. Those are the flags that I wave all the time. Imagination. Keep thinking of new ways of doing things. Have fun with it. Raising the bar. You have to keep asking and asking and asking. Always seek knowledge. You have to ask. That's the hard part at times, making that ask, A-S-K. But when you make that A-S-K, always seeking knowledge, how do you do it? How do you ask someone for a donation? Like I said, I usually don't. Here's some literature. Read this. This is important to me. It has changed my life. People in this organization believed in me when I didn't believe in myself, and I have pledged to give back. And if you present it that way, if they hear it in your voice, see it in your eyes, feel it, donations come in. One of the things you hear, oh, the economy this year is bad. We're not going to raise any money. It's hard to raise money. Nobody wants to give. All these people are unemployed. And all those are true. But if you don't ask, you don't get. This year, I have raised some money. My wife and I, through the rough team that we have. Anyway, We have raised some money. And yes, my donation money dollars are down. However, the donors are up. Way up. I keep track every year, and let's say Mrs. X, for the past 3 years, gave me $25, zero, and zero. Do I send her a letter this year? Yes, because it's an educational letter I send out. With a hint of a donation in it, of course, but it's an educational letter. And then Mrs. X, who gave me 25, zero, and zero, sent $150 this year. Now I could say, oh, the economy's bad, it was great 4 years ago, she only sent me 25, zero, zero. Forget it, I'm not going to send it to her. But I did. The last 8 donations I got in, they're all for $100. So it can be done. $250. Wow, that's a lot of money to raise for a shirt. I raise the money whether I get a shirt or not. And you should think that too. So it's not that you're raising $250 for a shirt or $500 for a beautiful. I love those tote bags. They're great. Or the medal I have around my neck. It's the organization. I'm raising funds for the organization. $250 is $5 a week. It's a dollar a day, Monday through Friday. If you break down, you know, my kids are small. They had to learn, the 50 states and the 50 capitals. And, of course, they study the night before for the test. But if you learn 5 a day, at the end of 10 days, you'll know all 50. So you look at the number. You set a goal. How can you achieve it? Keep asking and sending it out. Do not wait for someone else. The Imagination Fund is an important program in our organization. We have an opportunity to raise money for the Imagination Fund, for the Jernigan Institute. We have an opportunity to raise funds for our state affiliate. 25% of the funds come back to the state affiliates, divided by 52. And the one that's dear to my heart is the other 25% that is put into grants for state affiliates and chapters. Apply for those grants. It's not a difficult grant to apply for. I call this grant a friendly grant. We're not applying for a grant to AT&T or to Johnson & Johnson, where they get hundreds of grant proposals a day. This is a friendly grant. We happen to know the organization giving out the money. It's the NFB. Be creative in your grant proposal. Think of good, positive ideas. In New Jersey, we do a radio show, radio station, Through Our Eyes. We're now up to about 800 to 1,000 live listeners a show, over 10,000 downloads. So we are making a difference. We could not have done that without money from the Imagination Fund. We recently did a show about the KNFB Mobile, whole hour show. We did a show recently with Scott White and Renee West, dealings with the Newsline. In fact, Scott has taken some of that off of our website and has made it into a CD and is giving it out here at this weekend. So we can make a difference. Think about applying for a grant. It is a friendly grant. That doesn't mean you're going to get it. Chances are pretty good. I can guarantee one thing. If you don't write a grant, you're not going to get one. That I can guarantee. Now, when asking for money, when you're out in the street or at a picnic or whatever, don't say, I'm a member of the NFB. What? Don't say you're a member of the NFB. Most people don't know what the NFB is. What is? I'm a member of the National Federation of the Blind. Say it. Well, I didn't. Very good. I didn't mean you to say it right this moment, but that was good. That was good. Very good. But our sighted neighbors and friends and family members, I'm a member of the NFB when we have this project going on, Imagination Fund, and say the name. Say the name. Very important. Another thing you want to do when asking is to show in your voice, as I said before, in your heart, that you love this organization. It has changed your life. It has changed the lives of so many other thousands of people. I love to come up with conversation about the different laws and legislation that we have helped to make changes in, and it starts to have that person think about and educating them on our movement. You have to remember to think out of the comfort zone. So, will everyone here try to raise some funds by friend raising? That's the most important thing. Friends like to help friends. Let them know who we are. Go to your local bank. Not only your chapter, where your chapter banks, where you bank personally. I went to my bank recently, where they just changed names, and we went there for a little cocktail get together, whatever. And we got there right at the, as soon as the doors opened, and it wasn't that crowded, and I went in and they greet you and all that good stuff. And the gentleman said, "How long have you been banking here, sir?" I said, "For 55 years. I started when I was in kindergarten." And he was all pumped up about that. You see, I wanted to make a friend first. And we chit-chatted and talked. And before we were talking about a couple things. And he gave my wife his business card, myself a business card. He says, "Call my office. I have two tickets for you for a show, at a local theater, parking included, all this good stuff." And I said, "Well, here's my card. After this event is over, I'm going to come in and talk to you because now you're my friend, John." And he says, "Yes, I am. We're here. The most important thing in the bank is to make relationships with our customers." I said, "I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a great relationship with me." And I have already, see, if I say this out loud, I have to do it. So I said it to Kevin and Christy. This gentleman, I will meet with him, hopefully over the summer or when we go to this theater, and ask for some time with him to discuss the Imagination Fund, how his bank can benefit by promoting the Imagination Fund. There has to be something in it for them too, you see. And perhaps we will get a donation, but if we don't, he's going to be educated on the National Federation of the Blind. So that was supposed to be Christy's portion and a little bit of my portion here. But Joanne wanted me to talk about, how do I make the ask? How do you make the ask? Do you make the ask? Do you just hand somebody a little card and say, "Hey, look this over and make a donation"? Or do you say, I'm doing a walkathon in Detroit. Can you help me out?" Well, if somebody says sure and gives you $500, that's your method. That's good. That's good. But I always like to hand people something. I send out letters. I'm the old-fashioned guy. I do some emails with my donations, but I send out letters. In that letter, it's a one-page letter talking about the importance of the program, how I'm kind of like asking them ahead of time for their generosity and supporting of me and many other thousands of blind people in the country. And then I send out the letter, and I send about 125 letters, and the first batch that come back, I get maybe 25 yeses out of 125. And I make note of that. And then I do a second mailer about 3 months later. In that second mailer is the same letter and of something else to remind them of the organization. We have in New Jersey, we have bookmarks. And the front of the bookmark is all our contact information, and the reverse side is either the rules of blindness on one or the white cane law on another or whatever. And I send them a bookmark. Bookmark cost me 11 cents. The second mailer usually generates more funds than the first mailer. The second mailer we just did in May, and by the time the dust clears, probably $1,500 came in through the second mailer. That's all it was, a mailer. And then I send them an immediate thank you. Dear Mrs. Jones, Judy and I would like to thank you for your generous donation of $10, $100, $150, whatever it is, in providing us the opportunity to march in Detroit, in the March for Independence, you know, whatever my letter says, one page. At the bottom of that letter, I say, thank you for changing what it means to be blind. Together we can make a difference. Recently, I sent in her little thank you notes, the imagination pin. Cost me another 15, 20 cents for the stamp, but people love that. When we come back from in the letter, it's also stated, when I return home from Detroit, I will send you an updated letter with information pertaining to the march. Usually in August, I send them a letter thanking them for their support. Whether they did it, send me a donation or not, everybody gets the letter. I thank them for their support. Now, support could be financial. Support could be, go out there and get them, Joe. Support could be, I read your material and I gave it to somebody else. I thank them for their support. So they get a letter in January. They get a reminder letter in April or May. They get a thank you letter. They get a follow-up letter in August. And then they get another letter asking them for some more support in December or January. So each person gets a letter or an email three or four times a year. And in some of those letters, if I send it to a business, how can I help you, Mr. Jones? If I send it to the Lions Club, how can I help you, Lions Club? I'd like to come in and do a presentation on pertaining to blindness or whatever the case may be. So we always ask for money. We always ask for a donation. We have to write in our letters, how can we help that organization? Most civic organizations are dying for people to come in and do a presentation. And what is my presentation always on? Blindness and the National Federation of the Blind. Always. So think about that. It's a great way to do it. We got to do a project this fall about the coin, about how the Lions Clubs and other organizations can join us in making a change in what it means to be blind.
Yes.
That's the key. You know, we have to raise $4 million. How do we do that? $1 at a time. Dr. Jernigan said, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's what we got to do. So if every Lions Club in this nation gave us $100, we'd raise about $40 million. So that's what we need to do. Look at the whole picture. Break it down into small segments. Make a difference. You have to believe in this organization. It has made a difference in you. It has made a difference in me. We are changing what it means to be blind. And each of us, each one of us in this room, need to make the ask. Any questions? Anybody? Yes. Very good. You're the one, huh? I'd be happy to send you my original letter, but you know where my original letter came from? From Christy Bowman. She has samples of six different types of letters. Sure. I'll be happy to send you my letter out, but Christy Bowman has five or six different sample letters, one to a business, one to a friend, one to an organization. So if you email Christy, she'll be happy to do that. That's where I got my letter from. I changed about two words in it, puffed it up a little bit, made it more personal, and it was done. The National Center, Christy Bowman Imagination Fund, has the tools. They have the tools. They'll help you get on your website. They'll help you design it. They'll give you the letters. You make it more personal. it's, you know, we want to make this as easy as we can. So there you go. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am. I would respond to that. And I felt that way before, too. Absolutely. It's just a common thing. You know, some people, I don't want to sell candy bars. It looks like we're begging. Yeah, but exactly. But, you know, you just have to keep doing it. The more you do it, the more comfortable you feel. And if you look at it the way you just stated, and I've done that before, too, you want to educate that person about our programs, about the differences and changes it's made in your life and the life of others. Make it personal, too. That's very important. How the organization made a difference in your life. Good. Excellent. Well, don't make it general. Because everything you said is what we use the money and imagination fund for. Absolutely. Scholarships, Braille literacy, education programs, technology. Focus on, there you go, focus. Any others before Joanne gets me? Yes, sir. Christy Bowman at the National Center, kbowman@nfb.org. In the subject matter, put Mead sample letters or something like that. Maybe, you know, we may have Christy send that to the listservs, you know, the chapter listservs or whatever. Yeah, that's probably the best way of doing it. So feel comfortable, believe in the organization. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. When I go out to talk to seniors who are losing vision, I ask them, think back. The first time you drove a car, you were nervous. Think back. The first time you went for a job interview, you were nervous. Think back. The first time you went on that job, you were nervous. First time you dated, you were nervous. First time that you ran out of gas with the girl in the car, you were nervous. But the more you did it, the more relaxed you became. Okay. But you got to keep doing it. I mean, not, oh, well, I mean. Yeah.
Let's go on. Let's have a door prize for Joe Ruffalo.
All right, thank you, Joe. At least you got everybody awake, Joe, at the end.
Okay, so this door prize is
Dan Fry, please come on.
A $15 gift certificate, Dan. It is to Target. So. Yeah, well, you answer this question. Okay, and this is for everybody. So, the question is, who has raised the most money for the Imagination Fund this year for the Federation?
No. Who in this room? Of you guys. Okay, who in this room out there in the audience raised $1,000 or more?
Who has a middle around her neck?
Okay, who's that raised $1,000 out there? April. Okay. Has anybody raised more than April? Okay, April gets the
All right, congratulations.
April. Okay.